Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online / Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. Fans have long been waiting for Taylor Swift to announce which song off the Tortured Poets Department would be the lead single, and it now appears that they need to look no further than the top of the track list. The very top, that is. Just hours ahead of TTPD's release on Friday, Swift took to her social media pages to announce that the first single off her highly anticipated 11th studio album is one that features a longtime friend and collaborator, Post Malone. In a post on Twitter, the Delicate singer shared the news that the song, Fortnite, the first song on the 17-song album, will debut on the charts Friday at the same time as the project's release, and that the music video she previously teased on Instagram would be for the song. At midnight, the anticipated album released, and fans went crazy. All over X, there were tweets with hashtag the Tortured Poets Department, and Apple Music even created their very own genre for an artist for the first time ever, called the Tortured Poets Era. On the latest episode of Jason Kelce and brother Travis Kelce's New Heights podcast, Jason revealed that he lost his Super Bowl ring during a New Heights event in Cincinnati. During the event, teams faced off for a game in which they competed to locate Jason's ring inside two inflatable pools filled with chili.
There was an unfortunateness. As you guys know, this game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this, but I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. We have still yet to find it.
What did you expect to happen?
I thought that we would just go in the pool and get the ring afterwards.
You're such a imbecile.
Greg got a metal detector. There's actually metal in Skyline Chili. There's traces of iron within the chili itself. So it's an impossible task to try and use a metal detector.
That's so good.
There's probably lead as well in there somewhere. It's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think.
Audio from the New Heights podcast on YouTube. Jason won the ring with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2018. Earlier this year, the beloved center, who's a six-time All-Pro honoree, seven-time Pro Bowl selection, and future Hall of Famer, announced his retirement from the NFL. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are still in newborn heaven with their baby boy, Rocky 13, and it looks like the joy is family-wide. A source tells Entertainment Tonight that the couple, who legally married in May of 2022 after an unofficial Las Vegas wedding, are on cloud nine and are soaking up this time together with Rocky, who was born back in November. Fans will remember she gleefully announced her pregnancy at one of Travis's Blink 182 concerts. As for how things are going between the eldest Kardashian sister and the 40-year-old father of Mason, Penelope and Rain, the sources say the former couple is working to keep their three children and their main priority as they navigate their separate lives. Kourtney is not concerning herself too much with the details of her ex's life, though, as she's focused solely on her four children and her marriage with Travis. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro. Your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online / Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Grace Bertrand.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.